Over the phone this morning is Afton Town Administrator Violet Sanderson with an update on the EPA and their request to build a water treatment facility in the town of Afton. Good morning, Violet. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you taking some time this morning. And it's been a couple months since we've discussed this, and we had the public meeting a couple of months ago. So, Violet, before you update us on how things are with the EPA right now, maybe just summarize and recap, if you could, what is at issue here and why this is even a topic of discussion.
Sure. So, just to recap a little bit, the Region 8 EPA out of Denver is the ultimate regulatory authority over our drinking water in the state of Wyoming. Most people don't realize that. We are the only state in the union that does not have primacy over our own drinking water. So because of that, they are the ones that can come in and make determinations and regulate our drinking water systems in a way that, you know, we feel currently is arbitrary. So they came forth with a predetermination, not a full-blown determination, but predetermination that they suspected that our intermittent spring is under the direct influence of surface water. And currently we're regulated as a groundwater source, which allows us to have a little bit of flexibility in what we do and operate our system, both from a, you know, efficiency and economics standpoint, I guess you would say. Their predetermination would, if it goes to full-blown determination, would require us to put in a treatment facility with filtration. That obviously will be a really costly expense to the town of Afton and the users of our system, and not just for capital, you know, the capital improvement cost in regards to building the facility, but also the general operation and maintenance of such a facility and filtration being part of our system. So that is kind of what the town of Afton has been up against for the last couple of years and kind of battling the EPA and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, we don't feel like they have enough information and sound science or the best available science or robust engineering and or, you know, there's new ways of engineering, there's new available technologies to gain the information that they would need to be able to make a more sound scientific decision about our water source. So we, as the town of Afton, called for the public hearing, which came to Afton in November. Actually, it was the end of September, I believe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's been a while. I think it was September, yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody that attended that meeting or that has kind of kept up on this remembers that we did have a public comment period where people could post things on the public docket online. The town of Afton did formally finalize our comments and submit those on time. And so we're in the process of still waiting, basically. But in doing so, after the docket closed and public comments were all posted, the town of Afton with our legal team did send out another letter to the regional administrator for Region 8 and requested to have an additional meeting with them to discuss the idea and option for us to move forward with a full-blown study of our system. And that would help with, you know, basically giving us more information of the aquifer and watershed that we feel is needed to determine whether our spring is under the direct influence of surface water. So that's kind of where we're at. Luckily, the EPA was receptive to our request. And so last Monday, we did sit down and have a meeting between the DEQ, the town of Afton, and the EPA to discuss potential design and study options and kind of talk about scope of work and things that we would want to probably all have included in that. Now, obviously, the EPA did not make any formal promises to, you know, stave off their determination and go forward with the study or, you know, say, hey, we change our mind, we're not moving forward. But they were open and receptive to the idea of us even talking about it, which was more than they've moved in the past on that. So we're very optimistic and hopeful. They did tell us in that meeting that, you know, they're still going through all of the public comments. I think people will remember from, you know, both what was posted on the docket and what was said at that open that public hearing, that they are, you know, they will respond to the questions that people imposed and asked. So it's going to take a little bit of time for them to, and which I think is a good thing, because it means that they're seriously, you know, pondering everybody's comments and questions, and they're going to really take them into account and answer those for people, including the town of Afton's questions and our concerns. If anybody, you know, has interest in seeing what we as the town of Afton posted, both from a legal and scientific standpoint, our letter of comments that was posted to the docket is 26 pages, and we have exhibits A through S to support, you know, our concerns and our theories and thought process that we have in sort of arguing them on this predetermination. That is still available. The public docket is still open, can still be viewed by the public. Obviously, you can't post any comments anymore because the comment period ended, but you can go in there and view everybody's comments. I'm so thankful and appreciative to our, you know, community, to our commissioners, to, you know, anybody that posted. Everybody did a really great job in getting their point across, and I think that shows well for our community, knowing that we have, you know, people with a vested interest that had a concern and they showed up for that and posted either, you know, public comments in writing or came to that meeting and did them orally.
Absolutely.
But
so Violet, it sounds like as far as the town's perspective, this seems to be at least moving in a good direction for the town and the residents. Tell us more about the study that the town is proposing with the DEQ, because if I remember correctly, one of the issues the town has with the studies that were done is that maybe either the group or the individual that did them, it wasn't done appropriately. So tell us how this study mm-hmm. would handle, who's gonna roll it out. Is it someone that both parties could agree upon? Give us more details on that.
Mm-hmm. So when we were in the process of going through, you know, our public comment period and formulating those, the town of Afton did engage with a couple of people who, you know, who are really so WSP USA, their environmental and infrastructure company, and then Dr. Jennifer Clancy of Clancy and Associates LLC. So Dr. Clancy is one of the co-authors of the consensus method, which is actually the method used by Region 8 EPA in looking at MPA scores and tests. So she's very knowledgeable about microbiology and certain things in that respect. WSP is obviously an environmental and infrastructure group that has worked, you know, throughout the country on similar systems and with similar issues to us. So we're really thankful that we had those two resources to utilize for our comments. They're very pro, you know, you don't have enough information to make this determination, EPA. Please pause. Let's move forward. Let's all sit down at the table. Let's draft a study. One of the things that we made very clear to the, you know, to the EPA, and I think is obvious to anybody, is the state of Wyoming is going to help us pay for this study that we're proposing to have done. The DEQ has worked really, you know, really on helping us. We're going to probably utilize some SRF funding, which has to be formally approved by DEQ, State Land Investment Boards, and I believe the Wyoming Water Development Commission before we move forward to extend those fundings or those funds. However, they're committed to providing us with some of that funding so we can move forward with the study. So the state of Wyoming has been super supportive in helping us with this issue. And, you know, the fact that they are already telling the EPA, hey, we have this funding here available if we move forward with this. But with that being said, it's not, you know, it would be a waste of time and money for us to move forward with the study if the EPA doesn't have buy-in in it. This is an opportunity for us to work collaboratively with them. And that's what our hope is that we can all come to the table and design a study that everybody's going to agree upon. So that way, at the end of the day, when we've collected all the data and the information that could be provided by the study, everybody's going to take that into account and say, okay, here's the sound science now. What are we, you know, groundwater? Or are we under the direct influence? And that's what our hope is. So like I said, the EPA didn't give any, you know, promises that they're willing to move forward and sit down at the table with us to really design this study. because they did state in that meeting that we had with them last week, they could not this time make any commitments to doing so. They did say that, you know, they're still going through all their public comments and still taking time with that. But we did talk about, you know, what this sort of study would look like as far as the timeline. We need a year to sort of sit down and look at what all is going to need to be included in that. And then, as everybody knows who lives here in Star Valley in our area here in Afton, we have a short window, you know, of when people can be boots on the ground looking up there at our potential recharge area, you know, and things like that. So we have to take all of those things into account in designing a study. So we're probably, if we do move forward with this study, it's probably going to be, you know, 3 to 4 years out before we have all the information finalized and gathered in regards to the scope that we're going to have with this study.
Violet Sanderson, Aftertown Administrator, with us this morning. Violet, certainly appreciate the update and letting us know where things are heading with this as far as the citizens and residents of the Star Valley area and the Afton community. At this point, anything that you would like residents to do, or is it just kind of a sit and wait period right now as this continues to play out?
You know, right now it is still a sit and wait period for us in, you know, the ball's in the EPA's court to see what they're going to do with this predetermination. However, I would just encourage all residents to educate themselves. Whether you're, you know, whether you're a resident of Afton or just a resident of the state of Wyoming, take the time to understand how, you know, how these sort of determinations can be made from a federal agency and nobody at the state. There's several people that I've talked to through all of this, you know, that are involved in the state and don't even understand that we don't have primacy, which is we don't have control over our own drinking water. And I think that's a super, you know, super big deal for our state. We are the only state in the union that doesn't have that. And I'm not saying that because I'm a huge proponent of let's go lobby to take over and have primacy in our state. I'm just saying it's really good idea for everybody to educate themselves on how we operate. It's certainly in our drinking water to understand how that can be affected and, you know, who ultimately has the regulatory authority in your community on that. So that's what I would encourage and urge people to do.
Violet Sanderson, Aftertown Administrator, this morning on the SBI Radio Network. Violet, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.